en grupobaugan.com/clasestelefónicas.
Hello, 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 my amigos. Welcome one, welcome all. It's time for the Show with No Name 2.0, exclusively on Vaughn Radio, where we've been for, are you ready for it? I mean, this deserves a drum roll. We've been on the air for almost 11 years. That's over a decade. A decade, right? Over as más que. Over a decade that we've been coming to you live on the Show with No Name. Now, the show used to be 1 hour long, or it used to last es durar 1 hour. But Richard Vaughn came to me. I don't know what year it was. It was a few years into the program. And Richard Vaughn came to me and he said, I want you to be on the air more. He goes, I want more, Alberto. And I said, okay, sure, let's do it. And so the Show with No Name became, on Richard Vaughn's request. And when Richard Vaughn requests something, we say yes. And he said, this show is begging, está rogando. It's begging to be a 2 hour show because, Alberto, you've got so much that you're going to share with the audience. In fact, he always tells me, slow down. And I told them, maybe in Texas, you guys don't speak so quickly. But in New York, we got a lot to say and we speak really quickly. And we still have that debate. He's like, you're too fast. I'm like, yeah, but that's the way I speak, you know. At least I speak clearly. I have friends who speak really fast and they don't speak clearly. So, whoo, imagine that. In fact, most native speakers fit in that category, unfortunately. All right, well, guys, I just want to remind you the various ways that you can tune in to Vaughn Radio. You can listen to us via the internet, of course, wherever you got an internet connection. And that's Vaughn, just Google Vaughn Radio live in directo, and you'll find that. You can have our app. So if you're on Android or if you're on iTunes, you've got access to our app, which is Vaughn Radio. It's a free app. And of course, you can participate in some of the shows. You can get podcasts and all that fun stuff as well. So make sure you have the latest version. It's the second version of the app. The first version had some problems with too many notifications. And well, we worked out the glitches. Right? I shouldn't say we, no me incluyo. I didn't do anything. But the people who know about that, the people behind the scenes, who, by the way, they get none of the glory. No se llevan nada de gloria, the people behind the scenes. You know, there's so many people working on Vaughn Radio that you guys don't know about. People like Carlos and Julio. Maybe you've heard of them, but they are the backbone. I know you guys think la espina dorsal. I know you guys think, okay, Alberto, Richard, Fitz, you know, you guys are Mickey and Martha. Yeah, but without these guys doing their job right and doing it great with a smile on their face, you wouldn't be able to listen to Vaughn Radio right now. So all that technical stuff that sometimes you guys say, Alberto, there's a technical issue. I'm like, call Carlos. That's my answer. Either that or restart, reinicia. All right. Well, also another way that you can tune into Vaughn Radio is via podcast. Now, remember, a lot of people say, oh, I can't listen live, or I can listen only a couple days of the week because of my shifts, mis turnos. Don't worry. We've got you covered. You can tune into Vaughn Radio via iVox or iTunes, and you could just search for your favorite shows. Remember, the shows that we are producing right now, because remember, we're working like many, many people, many companies, many businesses. We're working at minimums. You know, we're working with what we have. I think everybody, though, look at the aviation industry, how much it's suffered. And that's a big industry. It's a global industry. You know, it's not just a Spanish or an American thing. When the aviation industry is hit, and I'm not just saying this because I'm an aviation geek, but that's not a good sign, vamos a decir. No es una buena señal. So, but guys, there's lots of good news here on Vaughn Radio. You've got every morning, you've got Mr. Richard Vaughn. He does 2 hours of radio every morning. Then you've got the show with no name at this show. And then you've got No Excuses at 6. So if you're on iVox or iTunes, you can check that out. And again, the easiest way is subscribe. If you hit subscribe, then you'll know every time there's a new episode uploaded. With the show with no name, with No Excuses, with Richard Vaughn Live, it's daily, right? Adiós, daily. Vamos a pronunciar esta juntos, amigos. Daily, daily. Okay? Excuse me. And remember also, you have a weekly podcast. Weekly is semanalmente. Obviously, daily, weekly, monthly, mensualmente. You have a weekly podcast as well called FYI, which is self-produced, autoproducido, with the help of my patrons. Thank you to my patrons, those of you who support me online and the work I do. But there's a podcast every Friday, so subscribe to that one too, FYI, for your English, and you'll learn about a wide range of topics, una amplia gama de temas, okay, a wide range of topics from books. We looked at books last week. You know what we're looking at next week? All right, I'll tell you what. Let's play a little game here. Let's see if you guys can guess. Adivinar, como la marca, that's right. Let's see if you guys can guess what our next topic is, our next FYI topic. Again, what happens there is, guys, just hit subscribe. The easiest thing, if you're not into podcasts or you don't know how they work, go to No Excuses, that's Fitz's, Richard Vaughn Live, the show with no name, FYI, just hit subscribe and you'll always get a little notification that says, hey, new episode of FYI. So make sure you guys subscribe. And with that, you'll be learning so much English every week. And don't forget, too, you've got Richard Vaughn every morning. He's on Channel 2, La Dos, on Televisión Española, from 7:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. All right. And then what he's doing there is going through the student manual. If you're interested in picking up a copy, un ejemplar of the student manual, you can do that at Vaughan Tienda, our online bookstore. And for those of you who mean business, ¿conocéis esta expresión? To mean business is, que voy en serio, I mean business. So if you mean business, well, you can also sign up for our online course. It's 99 euros for 1 year of video, audio, tests. You have all kinds of different things to help you learn English as well. That's 99 bucks. And the last and final thing that we have for now, eventually, we hope, a la larga, vamos a apuntar esta, eventually, a la larga, we'll have all our product lines back, the masters, you know. But right now, the key word, la palabra clave del mundo, in the whole world, I think, is uncertainty. Incertidumbre. Una palabra que me encanta presumir de saber en español. Uncertainty. Vamos a decirlo porque es un poco difícil pronunciar esta. Uncertainty. Certain. Si lo vas a pronunciar a la americana. Ahora, se puede pronunciar perfectamente uncertainty, right? Uncertainty, right? Certain. Pero muchos dicen uncertainty. Los americanos, uncertainty. Uncertainty. Nos comemos muchísimas. All right, so guys, you know what we're going to do? We have to lift off. Tenemos que despegar. I just realized we're still on the ground here. Seguimos en tierra. And I don't know about you guys, but I am ready to take it to the next level. I hope you're ready to take your English to the next level. So guys, hold on to your hats. It is time for liftoff.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff. Liftoff.
Get ready. Hold on to your hats. Strap on your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelts. Hold on to your hats. Get ready for the ride of your life. The show with no name. It's show with no name time. Let's go.
That's right, my amigos. We're back. We are back. We have officially lifted off. Estamos en el aire. We're airborne, and we've got so much to do. So we're going to start with a little pop quiz. Examen sorpresa. What? Are you serious? Well, guys, I told you this was going to happen from time to time, maybe even daily, a diario. So what do you have to do if you want to do well in these pop quizzes? Real simple. Follow me on social media because I base them on things that I've tweeted or put in my stories on Instagram. So things I've posted. So if you follow me and you read your stories or your posts, your timeline every morning, then you're going to come into the show with no name, with a little advantage when we do these pop quizzes. Exámenes sorpresa. Okay, so this morning I shared something from my book, English Everywhere, right? English Everywhere. It's my first book. And it was expressions that we use in the morning and at night. Fijaos, la preposición ahí, primera lección aquí, mini lección. In the morning, at night. I work at night. I work in the morning. Okay. So I shared eight different expressions. Okay, this is, if you're on Twitter, you're following me, then you saw it. If you follow me on Instagram, it's in my stories. All right, if you're not following me on Instagram, well, you should. And follow Vaughn, obviously, because many of you are watching today's program, as we do every Monday through Friday on Instagram. So hello to all the Instagrammers. Remember, if you're not there, join us. It's Grupo _ Vaughn, Grupo _ Vaughan. And, well, we'd love to have you join us. And hello to all of you who are there in Instagram world. Remember, follow me, too. I know you're following Vaughn, because you're smart people. Follow me too. It's Alberto_Alonso. Alberto_Alonso. All right. So here we go, my amigos. I want two very, very native ways of saying despierta. Vamos a por ello. No? So what you would say to, what I would say to my niece and nephew or my daughter, right? A cute way of saying good morning. Now I put good morning, sunshine. That's another way, right? Good morning, sunshine. That's a very cute way of saying good morning. But I'm looking for two other ones as well. Okay. Silchu says, wake up. Esa no es la que puse yo. J.M. Hermosilla was paying attention. Rise and shine. Apúntate esta, es muy bonita. Lo digo a mi niña. Rise, levanta, and shine, y brilla. Y es muy, muy nativo. Es decir, levántate, mi amor. You know, it's like a very cute way to say it. Rise and shine. Think about it. It's like what the sun does. Es lo que hace el sol. Se levanta y brilla. So you could say good morning. Good morning siempre vale. O como decimos nosotros a secas, morning. El good japa. Es como vosotros. No decís hasta luego, decís ta luego. Os coméis el hasta luego. Same thing, right? So we say rise and shine. Rise. Y hay que, el tono es muy importante. Guys, remember that too. When you're communicating something, no es lo mismo decir I'm angry than rise and shine, baby. Rise and shine. All right. And there's another way to say it. And I see a lot of you have gotten it too. Up and at them. Arriba y a por ellos. Y esto es para motivar. Es como, vamos, que hay mucho que hacer hoy. Right? I think of this one like when you're on vacation or you're at a camp or something. And it's like, okay, guys, up and at them. Vámonos con toda esa energía. Up. Pero nunca, nunca se dice up and at them. Sin embargo, se dice como apóstrofe EM. Up and at them. Up suena como átomo. Átomo, no atom bomb, o Adam, Adán y Eva, Adam and Eve. Up and Adam, right? And if you guys got that right, I imagine it's because you saw that post this morning. So congratulations to all of you guys who got it. So what is the lesson here that we learned? Well, the lesson is it's a great idea to follow me because those people who were, I recognized all the people who got it right as my followers. So very, very cool, guys. Great job. I love to see your participation. And speaking of participation, I think it's time for another participative section called Say What? Say what? What? Right, that's right, amigos. It's the Say What soundbite, only on the show with no name. All right, well, let's see. Quick comment over here. Chris says, how do you write up and what? I know how you write it. Follow Alberto underscore Alonso. Follow, apunta esto. Follow, con dos L's, Alberto underscore Alonso. Y ahí lo verás. Did you understand what I said? If you follow me, you'll get that idiom and others. De hecho, en el post hay otros. Hablamos de cómo decir cosas por la noche. All right, no te lo quiero dar todo aquí. So, what's the lesson to be learned? The moral. Vosotros decís la moraleja. The moral is follow me if you want to learn stuff. All right, well, guys, Say What soundbite. The way this works is we play an audio clip for you four times on the show, and you'll hear it once in each part of the show. Now, the first go, I want you guys, the first go is the first try, el primer intento. I want you guys just to listen and see what you get. No, mira lo que pilláis de ellos. See, you know. Some clues, maybe accent I like to look at, what's going on, try and sum up the situation, okay? And also, remember, don't get caught up in, oh, I didn't get it. You have four tries. Tienes cuatro intentos, okay? Four tries. So this is the first one. Just get a feel for it in this one. To get a feel for something is píale un poco el feeling, ¿no? Get a feel for it. All right, so guys, here it is. It is today's Say What soundbite. For the first time, grab a pen and your notebook and write down what you hear.
Hey, look what I have. An accordion.
An accordion?
While I was visiting my folks, I found this up in the attic.
I'll hide out in another state. No, another continent.
All right, there we go, ladies and gentlemen. Whoo! Wasn't an easy one, was it? I think it started easy, but then that second voice is pretty hard. I don't know. Let's hear your, that's my first, you know, after hearing it again, the first thing I thought is, oh, okay, this is pretty easy. But then when that other voice comes in, it's a little bit harder. Is that just me? Solo soy yo que ve eso o que oye eso? Let's hear what you guys have to say. Savi says a hard one. Well, Savi, sometimes they're hard, sometimes they're easy, sometimes they're longer, sometimes they're shorter. In this case, it's very short, you know. Let's see. J.M. Hermosilla says, wow, talking about an accordion. Cuidado con cómo se deletrea. Accordion en inglés es E-O-N, I-O-N al final. Okay, accordion. So, yeah, I heard J.M., I have to second the motion there. I hear something about an aquarium. Iba a decir an aquarium. Un acuario. No, me estoy liando yo. An accordion. Right? An accordion. Beautiful instrument. I love the sound of an accordion, you know? Okay. Anybody else? Anybody recognize that accent? Anybody get anything else? What kind of, because it's obviously two different voices. So are they friends? Are they cousins? Is one the boss? Like, what kind of relationship is there between these guys? La Churri says they're two men. Is there a car? ¿Hay un coche? Possibly. I heard some background noise going on, which indicates a lot too. You know, background noise will tell you at least where they are. It doesn't sound the same, you know, being on the beach and being, you know, in the center of Times Square, very different background noise. So that can give you some clues as well. La Churri says maybe they're friends. Okay. I think it's safe to say that they're friends. There's Debbie. Debbie says, it's safe to say, me encanta, y lo dijo antes que yo, eh? Muy bien, D.L. Mateos, usando esa estructura. It's safe to say that two guys are talking about an accordion. I didn't catch the end. Okay, good, good. I think, Sil Chu says, I think one of them was visiting his folks in the countryside, in el campo, in the countryside. Okay, I think we could say something like that too. Arts of Uriel says, I think there's a woman and a man. Oh, okay, this is interesting. Because I thought before somebody said that it was two men, but this is getting interesting, folks. All right, well, as I said, don't stress it too much because you're going to hear this soundbite another three times. ¿Ves la matemática? Oh, my God. Another three times you're going to hear this. Did anybody catch accent? I didn't see any comments referring to the accent of these people or things or characters or whatever they are. Anybody catch anything about an accent? Any maybe British, Australian, North America, United States, maybe Canada? I don't know. You guys know the difference? Well, there are many differences, but like, for example, Canadians, now this is obviously a stereotype, but if it's a stereotype, it's because it exists for a reason. A lot of times Canadians say the word A at the end of a sentence. So they're like, looks like it's going to rain today, eh? 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 I don't know if you guys have heard Kyle Miller. He doesn't A too much because, well, on the radio, I think he tries to keep it under control. But Canadians love their A. Listen for that A. Este es canadiense. Doesn't matter what part. let's see. Arts of Uriel says it's an American accent. Okay, American, maybe from what part? Okay. Sil Chu says, I'm not good at accents. Well, don't worry. That's part of this exercise, too, working on being able to pinpoint or place an accent, right? Let's see. Chris is, me encanta. Chris is ruling some out. To rule out, también se puede decir to discard, right? To discard, descartar, igual, ¿no? Pero con A-R-D, discard. But se usaría más to rule out. Es más nativo decir. So she's going to rule out Scottish. Chris says they're not Scottish. Yeah, they don't sound Scottish to me either. But I love it. Puede estar todo el día, Chris. They're not Scottish. They're not Irish. Arts of Uriel says north. Referring to, I think you said the United States. So the north of the United States. Sil Chu says, are they from Alabama? Well, let me tell you something. Greenbow, Alabama. Have you guys seen Forrest Gump in English? Well, I think he was down in Alabama, Mississippi, down south. Now, they got what we call a drawl. That's something you got to listen for, you know. One of the sounds that you'll hear in the South is that they extend their syllables, they extend their words, they drag them out a little bit more. See what I mean? They just kind of pull their words. They're not. So I would say good morning. Good morning. How you doing? Morning. I would say morning. How you doing? They say morning. How you doing? How you doing? So. You got to listen, too, to how long the vowel sounds are, because that'll tell you a lot as well. I love this stuff. I think it's fascinating, you know, listening to different accents. I remember when I studied voice and speech, diction, we had to literally take, like, our favorite movie scenes, nuestras escenas favoritas de película, and we would have to put them in the phonetic alphabet first in, like, perfect phonetic English. And then the teacher would say, okay, I want you to put that one in a Russian accent. I want you to put that one in a British, Northern London. And we would literally have to go in and change the different sounds. So we studied where and what made each accent or dialect different. Really, really interesting stuff when you start to think about it. It becomes so much more than just pronunciation, but it's just, you know, the study of sounds. And if you like sounds, which I think you all do, you're all music lovers, aren't you? Well, if you're music lovers, then you're going to love today's Name That Lyric. But right now, it's not time for Name That Lyric. In fact, it's time for our first commercial break. Can you believe it? I can't believe the first part of the show is done and dusted. The good news, we've got another three parts still to go. So, my amigos, you know how this works. We're going to a quick commercial break, but we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more Show With No Name 2.0. So, if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
Ahora más oportunidades de aprender inglés donde y cuando quieras mediante un formato mixto y por teléfono. Clases telefónicas Vaughan. Combina conversaciones fluidas junto con las correcciones propias del método Vaughan, cuya naturaleza dinámica y 100% interactiva lo convierten en la mejor opción para este formato de clase. Recuerda que el signo distintivo de nuestras clases es la calidad del profesor. En Vaughan no es suficiente con un alto nivel de inglés. Nuestro estándar es la excelencia. Todos nuestros profesores son nativos y atraviesan un riguroso proceso de formación en clases telefónicas. Clases telefónicas de Vaughan. Ahora donde quieras, cuando quieras, pero con Vaughan. Llama al 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833 para Madrid o llama al 933398687 933398687 para Barcelona.
Hello, this is Fitz of No Excuses. Do you know the English expression "you never know until you try"? Well, with video conference classes, you never know until you try. Many people will say, "No, no, it can't work." It can, and it does. You never know until you try. Vaughan Video Conference Classes.
Lo que más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Vaughan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
¿Quieres clases de inglés o aprender inglés? Si quieres clases, pareceremos caros. Pero si quieres una solución de verdad, somos los más baratos. Es más, somos los únicos.
Nuestro curso online es único por una sencilla razón. Nuestros profesores son los mejores del mercado. Richard Vaughan, Ximena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso, Richard Brown. Nuestros All Stars desde cualquier lugar. Por menos de 30 céntimos al día. Quédate en casa y aprovecha para poner en forma tu inglés. Entra en la web cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com e infórmate. Pruébalo durante 2 semanas y si no te gusta, te devolvemos el dinero. cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com, porque hay muchos, pero solo uno de Vaughan.
Disfruta de todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan ahora en videoconferencia y en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Nuestra avanzada tecnología permite que nuestras clases por videoconferencia tengan la misma velocidad e intensidad que una clase en el aula. En tan solo un par de clics podrás acceder a la plataforma y empezar tu clase. Y recuerda, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿A qué esperas? Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/clases. Videoconferencia. Fácil, cómodo y muy eficaz. Ahora, desde tu casa, una clase Vaughan. Por videoconferencia, infórmate llamando al 91-133-5833. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com.
Sí, dígame.
Pedro, this
ahora
is
tu profesor Vaughan, desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los 3 planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas. Aprende, diviértete. Esto, lo que escuchas, es Vaughan Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. I know you're excited. I'm excited. I can feel your excitement. That's how I know it. And, well, I think it's synergy. You give it to me, I give it back to you, and then it's like a big snowball effect, como decimos. All right, so many people joining us on Instagram. Remember, you guys can listen to this show, but you can also watch it every day on Instagram Live. It's Grupo underscore Vaughn. If you can't catch us live, it's on Instagram TV as well, and you can watch it anytime you want. In fact, I've got so many amigos tuning in right now on Instagram, so hello, 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 and welcome. Now, Irina, we got to take a look at a little mistake here, Irina. Unless maybe you meant it. I just want to let you know, though. But Irina says, good morning, gays. Listen, you know, just want to make sure. Maybe you're saying buenos dias, homosexuales. Possibly. But I have a feeling you're saying guys, or you wanted to say guys, like G-U-Y-S, right? But Irina, don't worry. It's a very common mistake. In fact, you don't know how many times my students have, you know, said, hey, gay, to me. And I was like, well, listen, I'm not offended. But you know, I imagine you want to say guy. Okay, so be careful. It's G-A-Y versus G-U-Y. O sea, es un tipo gay. O guy. Es que vosotros lo decís de ambas maneras, ¿no? He's a gay guy. Pero cuidado con eso, okay? Otra que veo que la gente lía también muchas veces es man versus men. Veo que mucha gente me escribe y dice, what's up, men? Y yo digo, hombres? ¿Dónde están? You know, so be careful with that one too. Man, si decimos qué pasa tron o qué pasa tío, it's M-A-N. Las veces que me han llamado hombres. Irina says, so sorry. Don't worry, Irina. Don't ever apologize for making a mistake. Apologize for not correcting it. Right? But you know what? That's a common mistake, Irina. And well, I just wanted to point it out, destacarlo, so that all the students could learn from it as well. Because, well, if I've seen it hundreds, maybe thousands of times, it's because it can be confusing for people. All right? So don't worry at all. Don't worry. That's what we're here to do. We're here to learn. We're here to have some fun, and we're here to play. All right. So guys, here it is. It's today's Say What soundbite for the second time. So what I want you guys to do is write down what you hear. Okay? You ready? Apunta esto.
Hey, look what I have. An accordion.
An accordion?
While I was visiting my folks, I found this up in the attic.
I'll hide out in another state. No. Another cut.
Okay, there we go. Whoa. So again, maybe I'm wrong here. Maybe I think that the hardest part is that second person speaking. I think the first part is pretty crystal clear, right, guys? Not too hard to follow. It's that second part that's going to take real close attention. But I know you guys can do it. And you're going to have two more listens as well. So you don't even sweat it, right? To sweat is sudar, pero significa también que no sweat. No te preocupes. Don't sweat it, right? Hablando de, se me están cayendo gotas. I'm sweating right now. Como decimos, I'm sweating bullets. Balas. All right. Are you guys ready for another challenge? Good. Well, this is our spelling bee, and what we're going to do is take a look at some last names today. So I want to know what these six last names are, and I also want to know what they have in common. All right, so we're going to practice a lot of different things, as always, in our spelling bee today. Are you guys ready? Okay, write this down. This is, as I said, the first round is for my super duper stars. Okay, the first round is, I'm going to go real fast, okay? Are you ready? Here we go. Six last names, what do they have in common? The first one is R-E-I-C-H-E-L-T. The next one is P-E-L-K-E-Y. The next one is S-C-H-U-B-E-R-T. The next one is B-O-E-N-I-S-H. The fifth one is G-A-Y-A-R-D-O-N. And the last name is B-O-N-D. All right, so let's see if anybody can figure those out. Okay, averiguar estos. All right. Don't worry, guys, if you only got one or two or you didn't get any, I'm going to repeat them in about 2 or 3 minutes. So don't worry. You get two goes over here. Let's see. Morlazjo, looks like you might have gotten them. I'm seeing almost, it looks almost perfect. I think there's a mistake or two. There's J.M. Hermosilla. J.M. Hermosilla looks, oh, wait, no, there's one that's off over there. There's Alex. Hello, Alex. How's it going? Alex, wait. I think, guys, it looks like we might have a winner over here. And her name, mira si tarde, Alex, antes de his. And, well, folks, her name is Alex. Alex, don't change your answer. You had it right. Now, Alex, you changed one of your answers, and it was right before. What are you doing? La Churri, there's La Churri taking a stab at it. Born to Iron Man. Cortez as well. All right, wow, guys, really great effort. That applause was for all of you. Okay, well, here goes. This is round two. I'm going to slow down a little bit, so let's see how many people can get them. Okay, ready? And I don't know if anybody has told me what they have in common yet. All right, here we go. Guys, also, if you've participated already, self-check, autocorrige, because, well, thankfully, we've got a lot of people participating. Okay, here we go. The first last name is R-E-I-C-H-E-L-T. The next one is P-E-L-K-E-Y. The third one is S-C-H-U-B-E-R-T. The next one is B-O-E-N-I-S-H. The next one is G-A-Y-A-R-D-O-N. And the last one is B-O-N-D. Okay, so these are six last names. Apellidos. Now, ¿cuál es la diferencia entre last name and surname? Simple. Surname sounds like you're in a government office. You know, it sounds like you're filling out a form, rellenando un documento, right? Whereas last name is como el apellido de toda la vida. So yo no usaría surname. Porque es como muy como, es como varón o hembra. You know, it's one of these words that you're just like, yeah, okay, on a document, on an official document, but it's not used in the modern vernacular very much. The other variation is used more. Okay? Now, J.M. Hermosilla figured out what they have in common. Great job, J.M. Hermosilla. And, well, guys, these were all people who contributed to a crazy extreme sport for adrenaline junkies. Llamamos a alguien que le gustan los subidones, somebody who likes adrenaline rushes, right? A rush of adrenaline or an adrenaline rush is something you get when you do extreme sports or you go on a roller coaster, una montaña rusa. I personally am an adrenaline junkie. I love adrenaline. I love going fast. I love, you know, in fact, I haven't done this, but I thought about it, but I'm not going to now. Now I'm too old. And this is base jumping. Now, many of you have done things that have similar aspects, right? Not the same, very, very different. But bungee jumping, you call it puenting. We don't call it puenting. We call it bungee jumping. Because you use a bungee cord. Se llama a bungee cord. And then there's skydiving, que es paracaidismo, que esto es diferente. Tienen elementos, but it's not the same, right? In all of them, you're flying through the air. Some of them, you're attached to something. Some of them, you're not. Some of them, you're the parachute. Vamos a pronunciar esto. Parachute, porque es TH, pero se pronuncia como SH. The parachute, right? So I've bungee jumped. O se puede usar go, como muchas actividades ponemos el go. So I've gone bungee jumping in the past. I've gone skydiving, true story, but I've never gone base jumping. And base jumping, I think, is like the ultimate, right? And the word base is an acronym in this case, right? Base is building, antenna, span, which is like a bridge, a span, and earth. And earth significa como like a cliff, un acantilado. So you've all seen these people do this. And now you see base jumping, not just with a parachute, but you also see it with these wing suits, you know, these flying squirrel suits that you see, the Red Bull and stuff. So it's incredible how, you know, humankind, humanidad, has learned how to fly. I mean, okay, we learned how to fly through aviation and all that, but we ourselves said, yeah, but we want to fly. Like, we want to fly through the air, and we have. We've conquered the air. Okay, sometimes nature wins. You know what I mean? That's why there's an element of risk over here, and it's for lo que llamamos thrill seekers. Otra forma de decir, an adrenaline junkie is a thrill seeker. Somebody to seek es buscar. So somebody who goes on roll, I'm a thrill seeker. I'm always looking for thrills. And you want to know something? My daughter is that way too already. Ya estaba como, woo! You know, when we play. So, have any of my listeners, have any of you base jumped before? I mean, that's gotta be pretty crazy. Just, you know, jumping off a cliff, un acantilado, and just, you know, with a parachute in your hand and hoping you don't pass out, esperando que no te desmayes. Seems pretty crazy. All right. So these are all people who made this sport very popular today, and who have promoted this sport in one way or another. And the reason I wanted to tell you about this is this week in 1966, okay, 1966, so quite a while ago, it's not a new sport, a guy named Michael Pelkey, who's the second guy on the list, Michael Pelkey did the first base jump ever. Well, the one on record, the first one on record from El Capitan. And he did that along with Brian Schubert, who is our our third person. So el segundo era Pelkey. The second one was Pelkey. And the third one, ahora miramos el primero, porque es muy importante también. And the other one was Schubert. Okay, now these guys base jumped from El Capitan. Now, if you guys are familiar with El Capitan, it's not just a Mac operating software, pero sabéis el, si tenéis Mac, do you know that photo? That big cliff, that rock face? It's El Capitan, or as they call it, El Cap. El Cap. And it's located in Yosemite. Yosemite, that's right. So these guys, they basically were the first modern base jumpers. And they leapt. To leap es un verbo saltar, otra forma de decir saltar. L-E-A-P. Lo vimos la semana pasada. And so he leapt, es un verbo irregular. He leapt, him and his friend Schubert leapt from El Capitan. And, well, they landed themselves, as well as landing in one piece, they landed themselves in the history books for being the first modern base jumpers. So there you go. Now, that wasn't the first name. Those were the second and third. So the first name, who is this? Now, excuse me, he's French, so I'm going to try and pronounce this. Rachel? That T is silent. It has to be silent. Rachel? Franz Rechelt, okay? And he was a French tailor. A tailoress, un sastre. He was a French tailor, and he was one of the earliest to come up with. Now, you got to know this word, because when we talk about ideas, we use this sequence of words to come up with an idea. So ponte esa, write that down in your notebook. I came up. Where did you come up with that idea? We use this. When we use the word idea, we use come up with. Apúntalo. Write it down. So he came up with the idea for a parachute. Now, he decided to be his own guinea pig. Now, su propio conejillo de Indias. And, well, he dropped it from the first, deck, la primera planta, I would say, deck, of the Eiffel Tower. Not a bad place to test it. And guess what? He could not perfect the design. It ended fatally for Franz Richelet. So, or however you pronounce his name. But I'll tell you something. He was on to something. Eso es la expresión que diríamos aquí. He was on to something. Tenía algo ahí. Algo estaba. And he said, there's going to be something that can slow us down. And even though his life was lost, his idea, his design for a parachute has saved countless lives. So it's kind of crazy. He was almost like, I would say, almost a martyr for his own invention. He was the test dummy, como decimos, right? So he had a tragic end, but his invention didn't, and many other pilots and people didn't meet a tragic end because of his invention. So that's the irony of life over there. So let's take a look at this next guy, Carl Boehnisch. Carl Boehnisch. Now, this guy, what made this guy such an important figure in the base jumping world? Well, he was a filmmaker, and he is believed to be the guy who coined the term base jumping, building antenna span earth. And he supposedly coined, acuñó, that term. And what he also did was he filmed a lot of his early jumps. When he was jumping, he was one of the people to capture, you know, because you need special cameras if you're going to be jumping through the air. So he was one, like on today, I guess he was the first one to post it on Instagram. Si queremos traducirlo. Yeah. And he worked throughout his whole life to film it and to really document the sport, which added to its popularity. And he was also an advocate for safety. An advocate for means he was promoting safety and trying to grow the sport as well. Now, another one who met his end while jumping off something. All right. And he jumped off a cliff in Norway and he did not survive. But thanks to him, base jumping spread, se difundió, and it also became a lot safer. So Carl Boehnisch. The next one is Alberto de Gallardón. No, I'm just kidding. It's Patrick de Gallardón con Y, no con doble L. Just making sure you guys were paying attention there. Okay, now this guy was a very adventurous skydiver, right? We said before skydiving is paracaidismo. And what he did is he was one of the minds behind that wingsuit, ese traje que se ve mucho ahora. And he basically looked at the flying squirrel, la ardilla voladora. And he said, how does this thing fly through the air? I mean, it doesn't have wings per se. How is this thing like achieving flight? And he was fascinated by it. So Patrick de Gallardon, that's the real pronunciation, decided to design this suit that mimicked, right? To mimic is to copy, that mimicked the flying squirrel, and it's our, what we know today as the wing suit, el traje ala, that you see a lot of people using now, all right? And last but not least, Bond. Now you're thinking, Alberto, James Bond? What? Get out of here. What are you talking about, man? Well, yeah, I'm serious. James Bond. Yeah. Okay, well, I know he's a fictional character. But what did he always do in his movies? He was always parachuting and jumping out of somewhere, right? So believe it or not, even though James Bond, Jaime Vínculo, was, you know, not a real guy. The amount of base jumps that he has completed in his movies made the sport extremely popular. It helped popularize base jumping because, well, you can see in so many movies, he did one on skis. If you guys are big James Bond fans, you probably remember all his base jumps, but that character is known for jumping off things and jumping out of things and parachuting and base jumping. James Bond, the super spy. So thanks to James Bond as well for popularizing base jumping and other similar skydiving activities. Let's see. Aline says, my little five-year-old daughter says con... ese es tercer persona, ¿no? Ella says hello to you. Her name is Julia. Well, hello, Julia. How are you? I hope you're enjoying the show. Espero que estés disfrutando el programa. I always love when we have our young friends tuning in and learning English with us too, and excited about English, right? Emocionados con el inglés. So hello, Julia, and thank you so much for tuning in. Let's take a look. Amparo Puig says, saludar. Okay. Hi. Cortez says, hey, look what I have, an accordion. Okay. I see. Cortez, I'm like, you have an accordion? A veces me cuesta, eh? Sometimes I get confused, guys, on my own, eh? Yo solo. That's why I said, don't confuse me anymore, because I get confused. I don't need your help. So Cortez, good job. He's taking a stab at today's Say What soundbite. And you know what? Not bad, dude. Not a bad effort. And the interesting thing is you only heard it once. So, excuse me, twice. So you still have another go, right? Tienes otro intento. Remember, we could say another try or another go, right? Or another shot. ¿Quieres más sinónimos para intento? Really? Are you guys writing these down? ¿Estáis apuntando? Remember to write down the vocabulary, because even if you don't get it all on the show, you can go back and look at it. All right. Great job. I see Chris and Arts of Uriel cheering on their classmates. I love to see you guys encouraging each other. I think it's wonderful the way you guys are always cheering each other on, right? To cheer on. Apúntate esta. To cheer on es... alentar, animar, encourage, to cheer on. I think it's a beautiful thing, and I think we need to see more of that in the world. So you guys are beautiful people, the beautiful people. You could tell, se nota, you can tell that somebody's really excited about the Name That lyric section today. Let's take a look at the song. Let me see if I can give you guys a clue. No. I'm not going to give you guys a clue, but I'll tell you what we can do. Before we head to our commercial break, why don't we take a look at a section where we look at a word with two meanings, a translation with a twist in today's Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
That's right, folks. It's Double Trouble. And I'll tell you right now, hold your answers. Don't give me your answers yet, because I'm going to give you Double Trouble and we're going to go to a commercial break. So don't answer yet. Wait till we come back from our commercial break. All right, guys? Here we go. You know how this works. I give you a translation. You have to use the same word twice and check your answer, because sometimes the hard part isn't the double words so much as the structure. So check everything, guys. Be thorough. Concienzudos. Be thorough. Okay? Here we go. No me apetece envolver más regalos. Vamos a acabar o terminar ahora. ¿No? ¿O por qué no? Vamos a, es como sugerencia. ¿Por qué no terminamos o acabamos por ahora, ¿no? Como sugerencia. So, no me apetece envolver más regalos. Esto lo he dicho yo en Navidad, ¿eh? I'm horrible at this. Casi digo la palabra. I'm horrible at this. So, no me apetece envolver más regalos. Vamos a acabar o terminar ahora. All right, guys, that is today's Double Trouble. We'll take a look at the answer to that and much more after this quick commercial break. So, if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
Young people in Spain speak and understand English better today than 20 years ago. However, their level is still insufficient for effective communication in the professional world. If you're a young person, and if you want to progress in your profession rapidly and decisively, stop everything and focus now 100% on English. Get the problem 100% out of the way now. Don't postpone it.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Este verano aprende inglés desde donde quieras, con los mejores profesores del mercado. Summer Impact, un programa intensivo para ver resultados en poco tiempo, estés donde estés y con la calidad que solo Vaughan puede ofrecerte. Llama al 91-133-5831 o entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. El 1 de junio te esperamos. Summer Impact. Este verano, el método Vaughan desde tu casa.
Hey, did you know that you could learn English from the comfort of your home for less than 30 cents a day? That's right, you heard right. It's our Curso de Inglés online, and it's available now for the low, low price of 99 euros for 1 year of classes. What a steal! Vaya chollo! Sign up now, El Curso de Inglés online. Por menos de 30 céntimos al día, puedes aprender inglés como nunca. What are you waiting for?
Entra en la web cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com e infórmate. Repito, cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com. Aprovechate. Quédate en casa.
Lo que más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Vaughan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
Donde otros métodos fallan a la hora de transmitir el ritmo a través de la pantalla, nuestros profesores, especialmente entrenados en este formato de clase y con un método que por su naturaleza propia resuelve esta barrera con facilidad, harán que mantengas la máxima concentración y motivación a lo largo de toda la clase. Las clases por videoconferencia, en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación, porque nuestra avanzada tecnología permite que nuestras clases por videoconferencia tengan la misma velocidad e intensidad que una clase en el aula. En tan solo un par de clics podrás acceder a la plataforma y empezar tu clase. Además, la calidad de la videollamada es muy superior a la de los programas de videoconferencia más conocidos. Llámanos sin compromiso al 91-133-5833 para Madrid, 93-339-8687 para Barcelona. Porque en Vaughan siempre tenemos la solución ideal para ti.
Esta es...